Unit 3. Internship tasks. Speaker 1.
Talking about the tasks and duties interns have to do, it is interesting to mention that in the past we had more, like, technical interns. Christine, on the other hand, is much more of a business/administration-style intern. And she is able to put together phone call lists and do a lot of web research. She has already done some data entry stuff, and she has done some product testing for us as well. It's nice because she can test the system in the way that our users would. As an engineer, sometimes I look at the products a little bit differently than users would. She comes more from the background of our end user group. She is able to look at our software and say, you know, that makes sense to me, or I'm confused here. So we have had to do some of that as well.
Speaker 2.
There are three types of tasks interns do at our company. First is customer acquisition, so web-based marketing, and that might be Facebook or Twitter campaigns. It might be partnerships. We partner with a lot of football blogs and forums and talk to them. It is editorial. We have our own blog, so our interns can write for our blog. We also have editorial privileges on other people's blogs, and interns help with that side of things as well. The most important part of their work, I'd say, would be customer acquisition and effectively getting the word out there. The second sort of part, if you like, is customer retention. So this is looking after existing customers, so we occasionally send them things in the mail. We also do email campaigns, and so it's basically having a conversation with existing customers and making sure that they're happy. Interns are also dealing with any issues that they might have. The third area is testing. We make production releases about once a week, so that means a new feature in a game or something different in the game, and we use our interns and get them involved in the testing of those features. So the third area is all about quality assurance. It is about making sure that the website does what it is intended to do.
Speaker 3.
We get lots of interns every year, and what has become really important to us over the years is building a successful internship program. To be honest, it was not like this in the beginning, but now we make sure that the internship is beneficial to all involved. One task our interns love to do is beefing up our social media presence, a task which is not so much fun, but needs to be done, as well as compiling data. At the end of the day, data is the lifeblood of today's organization. Interns have to extract information, create basic reports, things like how many calls did your customer support center take last month, or who took the majority of the calls. Once the data is gathered, they group it into an attractive professional report. What else do they have to do at our company? Well, then there's beta testing. So for example, our marketing interns do not only have to review analytic data, they get to test new ideas as well, and we try to learn from their feedback. Another task which our interns do regularly is shadow our professionals. As I understand it, that is one of the best ways to learn a particular job, so they spend as much time as possible watching our experts.